Morning, glory, and grace, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening today. And whether you are in New York City or in Hawaii, in Alaska or Orlando, Cleveland, Denver, Houston, Phoenix, any of the other 100 affiliates or so that are listening right now, do not go a minute away from the dial today. We've got so much to cover with the people who know what is going on. By the way, I'll be in Louisville at the end of this week, Philadelphia in a couple of weeks, Denver with Dennis Prager and Governor Sarah Palin on May the 22nd. A lot ahead, so you're going to have to stay tuned for details on all of that. The phone number, if you want to participate in the program, is 1-800-520-1234. That's 1-800-520-1234. If you want to email me, it's hugh@hughhewitt.com, H-U-G-H@hughhewitt.com. And if you want to participate via Twitter, our hashtag is #HHRS. So much to cover. Foreign ties are suspected in the Times Square terror attack. And it was a terror attack. Didn't kill anyone. It was like the Detroit terror attack. But for the second time in 6 months, our defenses have been breached. And now leaked to the Washington Post this afternoon saying it has got a foreign aspect to it. I'll be talking later in the program with Max Boot of the Council on Foreign Relations, Robert Kaplan of The Atlantic, about this and many other issues involving the war on terror. Kaplan is just back from another one of his epic journeys around the globe. This time, he was in Afghanistan. Max Boot is just back from Iraq. Between the two of them, updates from both countries that are as current as anything you can watch tonight on cable. This attempted bombing occurred one block from where I stayed on Thursday night after the Hannity show. And in fact, I'm sure I walked right past this because I went down 46th Street to the favorite place after Hannity gets done at 10. Great American Panel was over. I was walking out of the building, said hello to Paul Gigot, who was working late at the Wall Street Journal, chatted a little bit, then wandered down 46th Street past my hotel one block over past Broadway to go get some pizza. We hadn't had any dinner. I'd done the show from the Empire State Building, which is our New York affiliate, WNYM 970. And then I come back to the hotel, got up at 6:15 and left. And that night I'm watching the news. Wait a minute. That's a bad place to have a bomb go off. Of course, any place is a bad place to have a bomb go off. And that night I had commented to a friend how pervasive was the police presence. And I just kind of thought if you got out of an SUV and started running that someone would notice. Thank goodness a T-shirt vendor did. That could have been a very bad thing. I'm going to be talking about a little bit later why it is that luck is not a policy. Mayor Bloomberg said on Friday night, we got lucky. Well, the people in the Gulf Coast are not lucky. And the people executed at the Army base were not lucky. The people on the Detroit airplane were lucky. The people in Times Square were lucky. I was lucky. But that is not a policy. And I wrote a column about that today in the Washington Examiner, my weekly column for the Washington Examiner. It's linked at hughhewitt.com. I encourage you to read that. Oil is flowing towards the Gulf Coast, a huge amount, and a plague of lawyers are descending in the same place. Estimates of $5.5 billion in damages to the tourism trade, the fishing business, associated other businesses are bringing lawyers by the hundreds to the Gulf Coast. Later in the program, I'm going to talk to my colleague, Joseph Timothy Cook, who has represented plaintiffs in mass disasters for years, about the things you need to know for my audience in Louisiana and Alabama and Florida and Texas. Don't sign a piece of paper that's pushed at you. Don't pay more than 20%. Don't be giving any 40% contingency fees. We'll talk about that a little bit later. The incompetence, though, of this administration with regards to the Gulf spill is staggering. So, too, is their decision today to disclose the actual number of nukes we have, 5,113. I'll talk to Congressman David Dreyer about that decision a little bit later. I'll give you an update on Obamacare brought to you by AMAC, tearupyourcard.com. Lee Habib will join me on what AARP is up to now that they've jammed Obamacare down your throat. Charles DeJoux, who is leading the polls in the special Hawaii election on May the 22nd, will join me a little bit later in the program as well. Just a great deal going on today. I'll also talk with Zach Moffitt of the targetedvictory.com, one of the new media gurus profiled by Politico last week as I moved through that. But it is the first broadcast day of the month, and we have new affiliates that I always like to give a little bit of a background on the first broadcast day of the month, like 660 WLFJ in Greenville, South Carolina. Just a little background if you're tuning in for the first time or anywhere coast to coast. I am the son and grandson of Ohio. I am a graduate of 12 years of Catholic education up in northeastern Ohio, a Cleveland Browns and Cleveland Indians fan through thick and thin, and yes, the Cavaliers. Go LeBron. Hope the elbow's feeling better tonight. Not that he needed it against the Celtics. After high school, I went to Harvard College. Then I went west in 1978 to work as a ghostwriter for Richard Nixon in the Elba of America, San Clemente, for a couple of years. Went with him to New York City. Spent a half year in New York City, left there to go to the University of Michigan Law School. I treat Michigan like the Vikings treated England. You swoop in, you loot it of anything worth having, and you leave. And I'm very glad that Ohio State has beaten Michigan for 6 or 7 years in a row. Did you see over the weekend that USC has announced a new major? It's called football studies. They are now going to, you can get a degree in football studies at USC now, and I compliment them. At least their team will go to school now. But in any event, I digress. After law school at Michigan, it was down to the District of Columbia. I wed the fetching Mrs. Hewitt, who has been with me through thick and thin for 28 years now. Clerkship on the D.C. Circuit in the days of Bork and Scalia and Ginsburg. My judge with George McKinnon and Roger Robb. Then I went into the Department of Justice with Bill Smith and Ed Meese, then over to the White House with Fred Fielding and the greatest little law firm in the world, President Reagan years. I came back to California in 1989. I've been practicing law here for 21 years. My law firm is Hewitt Walensky, and I have to deal with Walensky this week. Talk about ahead. He just won his second consecutive jury trial in a catastrophic injury case in 2 months. Each were three-week trials. He is not going to be able to fit on the airplane. He's been in Orlando for a couple of months pretty much straight. And two defense verdicts for two different, very different catastrophic injury cases. He's a products liability lawyer. It's just going to be impossible to live with him. But that's what we do. I'm an environmental lawyer. I help with environmental disputes involving endangered species and wetlands and things like that. So I know of what I speak when I talk about these things. I teach constitutional law and have since it opened at Chapman University Law School. Tenured member of the faculty there. I teach con law. I supervise the journal Nexus. So I'm a lawyer, a law professor, an author, recovering rock and roller guitar player. I'm a Christian and upfront about it. I love those new ads. I am not ashamed.org. I know nothing about that, but I love those ads running on CNN. I am not ashamed.org. I have to check that out. I'm an archer, a javelina wrestler. I am a Twitter expert, a tormentor of tribbles. I'm a runner, did a half marathon yesterday. Now, I'm not saying I'm fast. Took me 2 hours and 27 minutes yesterday. Barrels can roll through a half marathon faster than I ran that, but I finished. Scourge of the old media, bridge to the new media's green fields, proprietor of Huniverse.com, where you can get every single podcast of this program. Every single podcast. Is it the Huniverse? Where you can also find James Lilacs and his private reserve. You can find Generalissimo Dwayne. If you're really new to this show, you don't know that Adam engineers it. Neil answers the phone sometimes when he feels like it. He doesn't feel like it right now. He has them all on hold, even though I'd be happy to talk to someone. And Dwayne is the proprietor of Dwayne FM. The svelte Dwayne. He's lost 13 pounds in his effort to get fighting trim for our Disney Day on July the 9th. He's a mere shadow of his former self. But the Hugh Hewitt Show is all about value-added news. It's about tomorrow's headlines tonight. Or as one listener once said, it's an information-dense environment. And if anything matters, you hear about it here first. We analyze it for you. Coming up after the break, for example, I'm going to have Chris Kobach. He's a professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City Law School, and he helped draft the Arizona statute, which has everyone's shorts in a bunch. He is the one who will answer why it is not unconstitutional. I did not think it was a politically wise thing to do, but it is not unconstitutional. And Chris Kobach will be here a little bit later to talk with you about that. I do want you to hear Janet Napolitano earlier today not using the word terrorist about the attack in Times Square. Play it.
And the other key thing, Madam Secretary, is that this is terrorism, right?
Well, it certainly is something that I would not rule out. The way it was carried out, the kind of device that was used, again, until we know the perpetrators, the people... person or persons who were responsible. You don't know the derivation. You don't know their intent. But I would not rule that out.
Well, right. I mean, clearly the guy was trying to, if not kill people, scare people, which is terrorism.
We do know that if the explosions actually had been properly done and ignited, that would have been quite a fireball in that particular area. It was not properly done. It was not effective. And one of the very significant things that occurred here was that street vendors
How painful is this? This is the person, Arizona, you gave us. I am still mad at you, Phoenix. I'm still mad at you, Tucson. She is in charge of our nation's defense, and she cannot answer a question. Yes, it was terrorism. We got lucky. Thank you, street vendors. Everyone be alert. Next question. Why can she not say that? If it had been effective, what in the world is wrong with these people? And she's in charge of the oil spill. Run, Louisiana. Run from the coast. I'll be right back. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.